The Chasam Sofer's final piece in this week's Parsha is really eye-opening. He talks about the fact that the chazir, the pig, is a non-kosher animal. But he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, why is a pig called a chazir? The answer is that in the future, Hashem is going to chozer, is going to return the pig and make the pig a kosher animal. So we like to say when pigs fly, that's when something is going to change. Well, apparently when pigs fly, pigs are going to actually become kosher. So says the Chasam Sofer, what exactly does that mean? We know that in order to be a kosher animal, you have to have split hooves and you have to chew your cud. Pigs don't chew their cud. Does that mean that any animal that doesn't chew their cud is now automatically going to become kosher, and therefore this whole mitzvah of this dual requirement to chew your cud and have split hooves will no longer be required? Or is this something unique to a pig? So the Chasam Sofer explains as follows. Fascinatingly, he writes, there are two types of animals. There's a behemah gasa and a behemah daka. There's larger animals and lighter animals, skinnier animals. Behemah gasa, he says, generally speaking, a behemah gasa is an animal that does not chew its cud. The reason why it doesn't chew its cud is because it's a gesunte animal. It's a big animal. Since it's a big animal, it will be able to, and it's got a big stomach, it will be able to digest its food quickly, so it doesn't need to chew its cud. And that type of food, that type of meat, he says, is not roi for human beings. Since human beings take their time, we're not considered gasas, we're considered dakas. Therefore, we should only be eating foods which are like us. A behemah gasa does not fit in that category. So that, he says, is the reason why animals that do not chew their cud are not kosher for Jewish consumption. However, behemah daka is different. A behemah daka is weaker. They chew their cud. It takes a longer time to digest their food. And therefore, that's a more fitting animal for us to consume, a more fitting piece of meat. So now, armed with this information, how do we understand the Medrash that in the future, the chazir is going to become kosher? So says the Chasam Sofer, the mitzvah is not going to change. In order to be a kosher animal, you have to chew your cud and you have to have split hooves. That's never going to change. But you know what is going to change? Says the Chasam Sofer, in the future, the essence of the pig is going to change. The pig will revert to a behemah daka from a behemah gasa. In other words, the pig in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change its teva, and it will, in the future, chew its cud, and therefore will follow the principles of the Torah. And therefore, you see, this says the Chasam Sofer, we understand the Medrash, that in the future, the chazir is going to return and become a kosher animal. That's because its teva is going to change. Wild, wild idea. The teva of a pig is going to change, and that will finally allow us to enjoy our ham sandwich, a kosher ham sandwich in the future. He does point out here that based on the Rashba's definition of a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that pigs could potentially fall under the category of davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's the larger context of what the vort or the piece was about. But nevertheless, the message here is of the chazir is a fascinating one. The halacha is never going to change. Moshe emes v'sarasa emes. The laws are not going to change. The teva of the chazir is going to change. And in the future, we will be able to enjoy our ham sandwiches. Have a wonderful day.